Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
And look at the works of your hands. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are.
Please leave your
you
message for 919-673-054.
Your vessel, Lord, My sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, Lord.
Conference recording started.
We worship you, O God, and we glorify your holy name. Your name, O God, is awesome, it's mighty to be praised. There's no one greater than you. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. You are the bright and morning. Oh God, we bless your name and we thank you. Oh Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Father, we thank you, Lord, for our children, our grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, for our spouses. We thank you, Lord, for siblings, nieces, nephews. Oh, God, we thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice, those that are listening now and those that will listen at another time. We say thank you, oh, God. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, oh, God. We thank you for your favor, oh, God. We thank you, Jehovah Jireh, for providing for us. We thank you, you are our shepherd. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for leading us into green pastures. We thank you, oh, Lord, for the still waters in our lives, oh, God. We thank you, oh, Lord, for leading us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We thank you, Lord, that even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because you are with us. We thank you, God. Father God, we welcome the Holy Spirit. We acknowledge his presence in our preeminence in this service, take preeminence in our lives. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, do what you do best. Exalt the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, teach us how to walk in the love of Christ. Teach us how to give, oh God. Teach us how to forgive as others forgive us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, teach us how to walk in your love. Teach us how to be compassionate and caring and sensitive to one another. Teach us how to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Oh, Holy Spirit, we need you every second, every minute, and every hour. Holy Spirit, you are our friend, you are our guide, you are our teacher. We surrender totally to you in the Holy Spirit. Hover over this service this morning. In the name of Jesus, hover over this service, Spirit of the living God. Hover over our hearts. Hover over our lives. Hover over this ministry. Hover over the lives of our children in the name of Jesus. Hover over the lives of our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, our grandchildren. Hover over our lives. Let there be light, era of our lives. Let your light shine in this ministry. Let your light shine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, protect us, oh, Holy Spirit. Show us the steps to take and the steps not to take. Oh, Holy Spirit, we need you, we need you, we need you. Let the perfect will of God be done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, oh God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. Mercy, 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 mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, rain down your mercy. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy, oh God, upon our grandchildren. Oh God, we pray for mercy, mercy, mercy. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, oh God. Be merciful unto us, oh God. Rain down your mercy. Rain down your mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, your mercy, oh God. Rain down your mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our cells, tissues, organs, system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our eyes in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, let the blood speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh, God. The blood of Jesus, we flush our environment with the blood of Jesus. We soak our transportation, our cars, in the blood of Jesus, our dwelling places, our workplaces. Wherever we are, we cover with the blood of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we ask you, Father, we pray for those who are sick. We pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus bring healing in the name of Jesus. Not only physical healing, oh God, but emotional healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus, oh God. Those that are sick right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, heal their bodies in the name of Jesus. Heal their bodies. Heal our bodies. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let your healing virtue flow through us, oh God. In the name of Jesus and through us, oh God. Father God, as your healing virtue flow, we say by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your healing virtues. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for your healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. God, we put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our spouses. We put the armor on our grandchildren. We put the armor on our nieces, our nephews, those that are right here with us this morning. In the name of Jesus, we come dressed, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we are soldiers, warriors in the army of the Lord. We do not come without being dressed, without the helmet of salvation. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we thank you for the armor, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around our children and the glory within them, O God. Be a wall of fire around our grandchildren and the glory within them, O God. Be a wall of fire around our nieces and our nephews, O God. Be a wall of fire around our spouses, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, be a wall of fire around each and every one of us this morning. And the glory, O God, within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that the battle is not ours, it is yours, O God. We thank you for victory. We thank you for victory that we are winners in Christ Jesus. We are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. We thank you, O God, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, we thank you, Jesus, that you raised up the standard, O God. We thank you, Jesus, according to your word, no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, your words say that we'll gather together against us, but they will not prevail because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are your sons and your daughters. We claim all the covenant blessings of being your sons and daughters in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, you said, call upon me and I will show you great and mighty things. Father God, you say, as we seek you, we will find you, O God. In the name of Jesus, your word says, you are our light and you are our salvation. Who shall we fear? You are the strength of our lives, O God. And whom shall we be afraid? We thank you that we have a God that will never, ever fail us. We thank you, O God, that we have a merciful God. In the name of Jesus, that when we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, O God, that you gave us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 chances as long as we have breath, O God. Salvation is released upon us, O God, to receive you as our Lord and personal Savior. We thank you, O God, that your mercies are new every morning. We thank you, O God, hallelujah. We thank you, O God, we bless your name, O God. Father God, thank you, Lord, that you teach us how to walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, Father God, thank you, God, for canceling every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against our lives, against our destiny, the plans that you have for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you for casting the work of darkness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, that when God is for us, who can be against us, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for taking sicknesses and disease from in our midst. In the name of Jesus, you are a covenant-keeping God, O God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the power to step on scorpions and demons in your name, O God. Thank you for taking the serpents of financial disaster from in our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you for taking away the serpents of sicknesses and disease in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that everything that is attacking our lives in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for the victory. oh God. Thank you for taking the yoke off our neck, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for breaking every chain. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for creative ideas, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for wedding inventions in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your wisdom, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your understanding, oh God. We thank you that you are a counselor, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you are the Prince of Peace. You bring peace into us even in the times of storm. You give us the peace that surpasses all understanding. And so, Lord, we thank you for peace of our children, peace of our grandchildren, peace in our relationships. We thank you, oh God, for the peace, 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 oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for unspeakable joy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that this morning you have sent your holy angels to be with us as individuals, to be with us in this service, guiding us, protecting us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, doing your bidding in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, for pouring on each and every one of us your oil from heaven, from your holy throne room. We thank you, oh God, that our prayers are like sweet-smelling incense, like the frankincense, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that our prayers are acceptable unto you. We thank you, oh God, we do not come to you pretending, but we come to you naked as we are, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Spiritual and naked, because if we don't come like that, oh God, you will not do anything for us. We come honestly and truthfully to you, oh God. We are weak, but you are strong, oh God. We come to you showing our wounds and our weaknesses, oh God. Oh God, because only you can heal the heal us, oh God. You are the balm in Gilead. Only you can restore us, oh God. Only you can cover us, oh God. Only you can redeem us, oh God. Man will fail us, oh God, but you will never fail us, oh God. You will never leave us, oh God. You will never forsake us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Father, we totally and completely depend on you, oh God. Breathe in every situation of our lives. Let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, make us your flaming fire. Make our children your flaming fire. Oh God, make our grandchildren your flaming fire. Make our spouses your flaming fire, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we bless your name. Oh God, we cancel every satanic calendar against our lives and destiny, against God's plans and purpose for our lives. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand in our lives. Only the counsel of God will stand. And so, Father, this morning we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless your name, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. For those of you that's just joining us this morning, we say good morning. Please join us as we say the 23rd Psalm together. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to look at Psalm 23 once again in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to read, "He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul." Hallelujah. We know that the still waters represents the Word of God. Still waters represents the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When you see it, it says, because a sheep in real, when you look at the sheep in the natural, my brothers and sisters, the sheep naturally, you get not waters that are running and a high current, they will get drowned because they do not know how to drink from that water. Usually the water takes them away. Amen. So and you can go and do your research on the sheep. You will find out that you cannot take them near water, running water with high current. The water has to be that calm way so that they can drink from that water and they will not get drowned. Because the Word of God, hallelujah, it's a food for our spirit, man. It's a food for our soul. It strengthens us. It restores us. When I don't know about you, but when there are times for me all the time, when you're going through different trials and tribulations and different things going on in your life, when you begin to study and read the Word, you just got to read a scripture, You read that scripture, you feel revived and strengthened, or maybe you might hear a testimony. God will send someone, hallelujah, to release a testimony, and you will say to yourself, if God can do it for that person, God can do it for me. Your testimony of the goodness of God becomes that still water. That's the water that can calm the soul of someone else who is right now going through anxiety. When you be able to encourage them, that's still water. Hallelujah. And that still water is the living water. It's the living water that flows from the throne of God. Hallelujah. The living water, and that water, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, the Word was with God. Hallelujah. The Word. Jesus is the Word. When you have Jesus in your life, everything goes straight. When you have the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, work the Holy Trinity. The Holy Spirit does not work on his own. He only do what the Father, the Son tells him to do. So you have three perfect in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit unity working together, doing the will of Almighty, doing God's will. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are in unison. They're not like us. Hallelujah. They are. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word. They work together. God is the highest. He is the creator. Hallelujah. And the Son and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They work in together. They're not in disagreement and in oneness, in unity. The Holy Spirit only do what the Father says he should do. The Son only do what God says he should do. Jesus said, my meat is to do the Father's will. Jesus came to do his will. He said in the Garden of Gethsemane, as he prayed, and blood and sweat came down from his face, he said, Father, take this cup from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And the Bible says the angels came and strengthened him. His meat was to do God's will. Hallelujah. And our meat is to do the will of God. Whatever Christ with God, Colossians 3:3. Hallelujah. So we don't move in our strength. The problem is when we move in our strength, we move in our intellect, we feel. That's why we have to move in the strength of Almighty God. Hallelujah. And when we drink that water, that living water, that the Holy Spirit fills our soul, the Holy Ghost refreshes us, the Holy Spirit renews our mind as we read the Word. You cannot read the Word of God without the Holy Spirit. You cannot do anything without the Holy Spirit. If you're in the body of Christ and you want to live for God, there's nothing will happen without the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, hallelujah, Lord God created the heavens and the earth, and what the Spirit of God over the face of the water, the Holy Spirit moved before God said, let there be light. Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit moved. He's God. He's God. Hallelujah. He does not work on it. That's why what the Bible, the only sin that God will never forgive is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Because it is His Spirit. So you go beside that water to get refreshed. I go, I need to get renewed. I need to get refreshed. I need to be replenished. I need the Word of God to heal me. That's what we need. That's what we come to this still water. Do you know all the benefits of this still water? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this morning we receive every benefit of this still water. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the Word, the Holy Spirit, the blood, hallelujah. The healing, the deliverance, every good and perfect gift come from the Father of heavenly life who does not change his shadows. So we come, many times we have problems because we do it, these things, we want to do it on our own. We want to do it in our intellect. But if we surrender these things to God, He takes over. Whatever problems you're going through, oh God, surrender it to God. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Give it to Him. Place it on His altar. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I surrender everything to you. I surrender my children to you. I surrender my grandchildren to you. I surrender every care to you. I surrender my job to you. Oh, God, everything you know all about me. You know what goes on in my life. I come to you honestly, openly, nakedly, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to perfect all that concerns me, perfect all that concerns my children, perfect all that concerns my grandchildren. Oh, Lord, perfect all, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come openly. I come nakedly to you, oh, God. I do not want to make aprons to cover myself. I do not want to make robes for my hands that will cover myself. Oh, God, I want you to cover me, oh, God. And I thank you, Lord, you cover me, oh, God, with the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, you keep me covered because I'm hidden in Christ, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus covers me. The blood of Jesus covers my children. The blood of Jesus covers my spouse. The blood of Jesus, my grandchildren, oh, God. Oh, Father, I come openly and honestly, oh, God. Oh, Father God, I confess my sins. I have sinned and I've fallen short of your glory. Oh, God, I know there's nothing hidden from you. I know, Lord, that I have some ways in me that must be uprooted. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I have many shortcomings in me that must be uprooted, oh, God. I want to live for you. I want to walk for you. I want to do what you've asked me to do. Uproot things in my life that is hindering my relationship with you. Uproot negative habits that are hindering my relationship with you. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, uproot generations liberation that curses, oh God. In the name of Jesus, uproot it's the spirit of infirmity. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, let me walk with confidence in you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I speak wholeness to my body, soul, and spirit. In the name of Jesus, let me walk in the fullness of Jesus Christ. Empower me, encourage me, oh God. Lord, I depend on you. I surrender to you. I release my children. I place them on your altar, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let salvation come to our children, oh God, that do not know you and have not received you as the Lord and personal Savior. Oh, Father God, let us walk by the Spirit, oh God. Let us live a lifestyle that is pleasing to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we surrender it all to you. We surrender it all to you. Our pain, our hurts, oh God. We surrender to you, oh God. Help us to forgive. There are times people hurt us so much. We do not know what to do, but we surrender it to you, Lord. You give us that spirit to forgive, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us to walk in your truth. We shall know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Embrace us in your love, oh God. Wrap your loving arms around us. We say thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you for the refreshing. We drink from the fountain that springs from that river of life. And so, Lord, we give you glory and honor. In the name of Jesus, thank now, oh God, you're strengthening Pastor Young. You're healing her, oh God. And all those that are sick, we thank you for healing. I pray for my grandsons, oh God. I thank you for healing them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Pray for Krista and her children. Thank you for your healing anointing and your healing virtues, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Uriya masanderiyaku, uriya masetiriyaku, uriya kaya masetiriyaku. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name, oh God. We pray for the children as they go back and forth to school. We cover their buses in the blood of Jesus. We cover their classroom, their schoolroom in the blood of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for our children driving back and forth and near ourselves that the car is covered, oh God. Protect us from incident, oh God. Protect us from accident, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we cast every plan of the enemy, oh God, against our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. And Father, we surrender again to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet, sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, that we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.